The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
And the rain will kill us all? Throw ourselves against the wall? Never mind. Let's just do this. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on.
It's on.
For a Wednesday.
Yeah.
Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Zhong Li, the bleeping master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-3776 is your number. 713-780-ESPN. Can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You are good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real, R-E-A-L. At Jon Snow with a zero. At Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Wednesday where we do things just a little bit differently. When you call, text, tweet, wait in from the storm that's not going to hit us, put odds on it.
Okay.
What are the odds that Cindy was a failure?
Bit of a dud.
Yeah. As always.
At least for us, anyway.
People get so
not our problem
worked up about these things. But yeah, and even our friends of the East aren't going to get nuked that much. Because if it goes in at Sabine Pass, where they're saying, then Beaumont's going to be spared.
Spared.
Yeah. Spared the wrath of Cindy. So these things, they always get you so worked up, and then nothing ever happens.
Nothing.
Yeah.
It's fake news, Fred.
I will be surprised if we get a drop of rain.
That's what they've been saying. It's fake news.
And then I'll be 89-2 in weather predictions.
Okay.
Of course, they're still expecting it to make that right-hand turn. Sometimes they don't always make that right-hand turn.
Right.
That would be the only caveat here. But that's why the open was about rain, and also because we have a Slipknot Nickelback story to get to later in the show. So, that's kind of where I was going with that. What's up, Hoffman?
Sports, stuff like that. What's up with you, man?
The same.
All right.
The same. How's your day been?
Not too shabby. Not too shabby, I must say. But it's been sort of uneventful. I was forced into Sean Salisbury's TV studio to prep the show today because Beth is recording her show in our old studio, which is usually a quiet spot.
Yeah, that's where I usually go.
But it wasn't really even that quiet today because in the bullpen, there was 100 people watching a soccer match.
Yeah.
And they're all obnoxious.
Mexico.
Raheel wants to take selfies with everyone, and it's just a beating. It's hard to get any work done around here. But where
was Salisbury and those guys?
He's on vacation.
Oh, so they just don't do a TV show when he's on vacation?
No.
Well, he is the big star.
Right.
So I guess that makes sense.
You think Brian and Robin are going to come in and do a show?
Well, yeah, I kind of would think so.
No, I think they
hey, you're
that's the sweetheart deal of working with Sean Salisbury, because that dude gets more vacation days than anyone. If he's off, they're off. That's pretty awesome.
See, I mean, you're a pretty big star, but if you take off, I don't get to take off. What's wrong with
it? It seems like that's the way it should be, right?
Yeah.
And if I were Salisbury-level stardom, that's how it would be. And, like, they would just have a whole other show come in and fill in for us because they'd be like, well, who's going to listen to that show when AJ's gone? What's the point? Which some people do feel that way. But for you, it would be great. But I'm just not at that level, unfortunately. I'm sorry.
I mean, you got to raise your game, then.
I'll work on it.
I think you should be at that level. I think Zhong and I would love to have days off like that.
Oh, yeah. Zhong might not get days off. He's a behind the scene, or he may have to have some made-up work to do. I don't know. But you would definitely get the day off.
Well, that seems fair to
as
me.
As a B-level talent.
Right. You would get I appreciate you calling me a B-level talent. Usually I'm C-minus to D-plus.
I just mean on this show.
Oh, okay.
You're the B-level talent. Like in the grand scale, I don't know. Who am I to grade you on that? But, you know.
Mm. Oh, well. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. So I guess the big news of the day is that your favorite general manager, Daryl Morey, gets an extension.
Well, it's well-deserved, right? I mean,
I suppose.
Okay. Well, James Harden gets an extension. He gets an extension. Things will remain the same around here.
Yeah. I'm okay. I guess he does have everybody around here fooled into thinking he's great.
He's got I mean, I think he's got a lot of people around the league still fooled, but who knows? I don't know. I don't buy it anymore. I don't think that. I don't think he's a bad GM.
I think he's average to slightly above average.
Yeah,
but I don't think
he's some sort of genius either.
And this whole "in Darryl we trust" stuff, like, what do you trust him for?
Yeah.
And obviously they're trying to clear cap space so he can go out and sign whomever. Do you trust him to do that? Because, well, let's just look at that record. Every time that they've gone after a big-name free agent, Chris Bosh, Carmelo Anthony, fill in the blank. I mean, the only one they've managed to pull was Dwight Howard.
Yeah.
Who has gone downhill so fast that the Hawks pitched him after one season. So, you know, okay, good luck. I hope you get your big-time free agent. Not sure.
Like, wouldn't you, if you were, let's say you were those guys, let's say you were the people writing checks for the GM of the Rockets, and I'm not going to name names. I don't know, you know. But let's say you're Rockets ownership. Wouldn't you wait and see, after you hear this, Daryl Morey, we've got some tricks up our sleeve, wouldn't you wait to see what that trick is before you extend the guy?
I think the...
like, see if he can actually pull it off? I feel like Daryl Morey is the ultimate sleight of hand guy. Like, he fools you into thinking this great thing is going to happen, and then it just really never happens. Like, the one big deal that they made, the one great thing they've done is get James Harden here. And, you know my thoughts on what James Harden's long-term ceiling is.
Well,
it's debatable.
Well,
I still
think that, you know, to be able to get a player that quality, that's a good move.
It's a superstar player.
Right.
Kudos to them.
That's his best move. And then I would say finding Kyle Lowry for what he found him for, although they didn't keep him.
They didn't keep him.
Yeah.
You know, remember how everyone was pumped that they got Dwight Howard here, even though most smart people thought Dwight Howard was probably not the same player he was in his Orlando days, that his prime was behind him. And he just got traded for a Plumlee brother, so I think we can all agree now that Dwight Howard is no longer a fantastic asset. But Dwight Howard was never the player here that he was sold to us as. And then it's like, oh, well, it's not a great fit. Well, whose job is it to make sure it fits before you get that move?
Head coach?
Is it?
I don't know.
I don't know either, but I just don't think that he's... I don't think he's some sort of genius like everyone thinks he is. And so your analytics theory is to, okay, we just get guys who shoot a bunch of threes. That takes a genius? All right. Well, I guess he's a genius then. But I think he's an average to slightly above average general manager. And I think that, I mean, what his best year here, he got to a conference finals in which he wasn't competitive. How many extensions do you give that guy before it's like, oh, well, all right? Because it makes it seem like when you extend a guy after a season like this, it makes people think that, well, this is what we're happy with. Because it's not like you're progressing necessarily.
Well, it's one thing. You're competitive year in, year out. But I before I give him that extension, if your whole thing is we're going after all these guys this offseason, well, let's see you bring one in. And then, you know what? Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm not a fan of just giving a guy an extension when there's no need to in this case.
Yeah.
Now, I was okay with Harden because players are players and those are hard to replace. But a GM's just a GM.
Yeah.
And I think he I like Daryl, but that has nothing to do with what kind of job he does. And I think he's got people fooled into thinking he's great. And I don't think that's the case. I think he's pretty much average to above average. He's kept them competitive, but he's also had a long time now to get this team to a championship level. And You know, I know part of it is Les doesn't like the whole idea of, well, you got to actually bottom out a couple times and get some players, which is, and then you have to be smart in your drafting, which is kind of what, yeah, that's what the Warriors did, where they got Curry and where they took Thompson and where they took, you know, Draymond Green was kind of a, you know, that was a really good pick for where they took him. But they weren't very good for a while, so they had an opportunity to get at least Curry and Thompson.
Yeah.
The Rockets have never really tanked to that point where they could go find those guys, but has he really found a guy in the draft where you say, oh, you got Kawhi Leonard where you did, you got Draymond Green where you did, or any of these guys that they've drafted, guys where you say, wow, that was a great get for where they were.
Right. Is there anyone, like, have they drafted a game changer? It really, and I can't even say, like, early or late, have they drafted a game changer?
I don't know when the last one was, but it's been a while.
It's not. And, you know, it's not like he's – I don't want to make it sound like Daryl Morey's not doing a decent job, but I think he is. I just have always thought that he's maybe a little bit oversold. Like he's some sort of guru, and he's just not. Clint Capella, you got with the 25th pick. Hmm. I mean, he's a useful player.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got Montrezl Harrell, Sam Decker. These are, I guess, they're decent players. They're not anything that's going to.
But what you need is one of those guys. You need one of those guys to develop into what Draymond Green's developed to say that you did something really well, or not even to that level, but a guy who's, yeah, you know, in the All-Star conversation at some point. Not even making the team, just be in the conversation.
Like think back to 2012, they had 3 picks in the top 20. Jeremy Lamb, Royce White, Terrence Jones. 3 picks in the top 20.
And Lamb was part of the Harden deal, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
But Ford says that was a trick up his sleeve. He and Harden got an extension. Fooled you all.
You got us.
Yeah.
Then you go back to 2011, Marcus Morris and Mirotić, who's, by the way, he's a pretty decent player now. Not with the Rockets.
I mean, right.
They moved him on to the Bulls. He's a nice, you know, sort of rotation guy there, but not a game changer. Chandler Parsons was a hit in 2011. I think you maximize that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we're going back a good ways now.
Rockets fans will tell you, look at what he did with the Celtics like 100 years ago. Well, maybe Danny Ainge deserved a little credit for that.
Yeah. And Danny Ainge is doing okay there now.
Yeah, he's doing all right. So 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. It is a What Are the Odds Wednesday, and we will grab some calls and probably going to be a little basketball heavy again today because there's a ton of stuff going on.
So. Yeah, I think it's going to – it's one of those days. It's one of those days.
Yeah, Blaine says Daryl Morey equal to Rick Smith. I don't know. Pretty similar in that they win just enough. But which one is unemployed first?
I'll still say this. The best draft pick that Daryl Morey's made, he immediately traded to the Trailblazers for useless parts. I mean, they drafted Nick Batum, and had they held on to him, that's a legit player. Instead, they got Darrell Arthur and Joey Dorsey. I mean, So, again, it's a hindsight.
Well, technically, I guess Carroll Dawson was still the GM but he was like came in to take over for him. And they drafted Rudy Gay, which was a pretty good pick.
Right.
And they traded him. So, maybe that's the key.
But, you know, he went to Northwestern. He went to MIT. So he's really smart. And that's,
yeah, well, that's
all that matters.
That makes all the difference.
Yep.
Maybe he should drink a little more.
Maybe that's what he needs. Maybe that's what I need to just forget about it and not take it so hard when the local teams, you know, overspend on guys who do an okay job. But, hey, that's none of my business. Carbach Brewing is my business. And these guys, it's summertime. You want something cool to drink. You want a nice, refreshing beer. You don't want something too heavy. Carbach's got a ton of options for you. Staycation, we talked to Eric about that the other day. It's brewed with a bright, citrusy, aromatic hop touch of wheat for a smooth finish. A fantastic session beer. Goes great with all the summer foods. Weekend Warrior is another great one, and that's the pale ale that's got a nice hoppiness to it. It smells amazing, and some nice caramel malt in there as well. Love Street's another good one. They've got the Goza available at the brewery now and select bars. You can get that. And, of course, it's Wednesday, and don't forget to join us in the Love Street Blues. Love Street Blues in the Beer Garden every Wednesday in partnership with the Houston Blues Society. There's no cover. You listen to the tunes there. Normal Beer Garden pricing for all the beers. And take a tour of the brewery while you're there. For more info, check out CarbachBrewing.com and pick up your favorite Carbach beer today or tell your bartender, make it a Carbach.
Thank you so much for listening to us on ESPN 97.5. Hey, let's get digital. Why don't you follow us all across digital platforms? Start with going... 3, 2, 1. Start by going to ESPN975.com. Then you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat. Let's get this relationship going. We love you, the listener. Now you need to love us on the digital front. ESPN975.com. Get exclusive content and enjoy us there.
Hey guys, are you paying $60 a pill for Viagra and going to your Walgreens or CVS and spending all that money for one pill? That is just crazy. And myedrx.com, our friends at Summerwood Pharmacy, have a better solution for you. If you've already got a prescription, well, guess what? Your doctor can switch it right over to them, and you're going to save money. $10. Sildenafil, the same ingredient in Viagra, versus $50-$60 a pill. And the cool thing is, if you don't have a prescription, talk to your doctor. See if it's right for you. And the great thing about Summerwood is they are discreet. They'll help you get what you need to get, and they'll ship it out to you the next day. And it can be mailed discreetly to wherever you want it. You want it sent home? That's great. You don't want your wife to know about it? Maybe send it to the side pieces. But wherever you want it to go, office, they'll take care of you. And all you have to do is go to myedrx.com or give them a call at 281-225-4300. 281-225-4300. Locally owned, Texas licensed. And if you really are... looking to improve your life and your love life, well, they got you covered. Anywhere in Texas, they can mail it to you. Just go to myedrx.com, check out Summerwood Pharmacy, and change your life today.
I got loyalty inside my DNA. From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780. ESPN is your number. If you want to get in, it is a What Are the Odds Wednesday. And meanwhile, besides the Morey extension, the word is the Rockets are planning to go after whatever free agent they can get. They're going to go hard after Chris Paul.
We know.
They're interested in Paul Millsap, Kyle Lowry.
Why does that
Blake
keep
Griffin?
Being news that they're...
Because basically what happens is he goes on, and like Mark Stein wrote it today, and he tells them, yeah, we're going to go hard after guys, and we're going to be trying to do this and trying to do that. And then they write it, and he tells them off air who they're interested in, because you can't tamper, right? So, yeah, Chris Paul's going to be their big target. Good luck. We know that. We know they're going to go after him. Paul Millsap's name is kind of new. Does that do anything for you?
He's fine. He'd be an upgrade over some of the things they have.
Yeah.
I guess my thought is, and obviously everybody wants to get better. We've discussed this before. There's not a player out there whose name isn't LeBron James that the Rockets could sign that they're going to be better than the Spurs, even in my opinion. Now, much less the Warriors.
I think the Warriors out of play, but I don't think it's impossible to. Unless the Spurs go out and get somebody also. There's not that huge of a gap. I think the gap...
Sure looked like it in that series.
I think the gap is between the Warriors and everybody else. And okay. I don't think it's that hard to get a player that makes you competitive with the Spurs. But I think they need more than one to do that. And maybe that's what they have to do.
Well, they need the Spurs not to improve also.
Right, right.
Which is unlikely.
If the Spurs go out and get Chris Paul, then you're going to have to go out and get two other guys. And I think the gap's gotten even bigger. But the reality is... you can get past the Spurs. I don't think you can get past the Warriors, but that should be your goal. Get better than the Spurs, or at least as good as. Make that move. And then you just got to hope for some deaths on the Warriors.
Can I ask you a question? And maybe this is crazy talk, but you know how basically it's a known fact now that Paul George is going to leave Indiana after this year if he's not traded. And they're obviously trying to get a good haul for him. Is it weird that the Cavs haven't talked about doing that at all with LeBron? I mean, obviously, he's a different animal, and he's a franchise. But, I mean, think about what kind of assets you could get for trading LeBron James. And the last thing the Cavs can afford is to be left in the same position they were the last time he left them.
I don't think you can do it. I think because when you have him, it just goes back to what you said 2 minutes ago. If you have him, you're a title contender.
And if you don't, you're not.
Yeah, so why even bother? Take your one shot with him. You wouldn't trade that title they had for 5 years of new prospects, would you?
No,
so, no, I don't think you even consider that. 832
says, and your city probably hates you if that happens.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Honestly, this is kind of the weird thing. Dan Gilbert's stuck in a spot where he can be a good guy or a bad guy, depending on what LeBron James does. If he were to trade LeBron James, he would be the bad guy. It'd be all his fault. If LeBron James walks out on him, it sucks, but LeBron James becomes the bad guy in Cleveland, not Dan Gilbert.
You guys are being hypercritical of Morey. He's a good GM. 27 other teams would love to be in our position, and Danny Ainge has never drafted an all-star. How many all-stars has Daryl Morey drafted? Just out of curiosity.
I don't know.
We just went through the whole list.
Yeah.
It's not like he's drafted very well.
Well, he drafted Nick Batum.
Okay. But that was for somebody else.
Oh, but come on. He still drafted him.
Yeah. No, I'm not giving him credit for that one because...
Fine.
They wouldn't know. Yeah, but I will also say, but get back to the other point. I mean, what you're kind of hinting as well, why bother even trying to add because you're not going to be better than these teams. And I just say you try to get as good as you can.
Right.
At some point, something could happen with the Warriors. They could regress. So do your best to be the second best team and put yourself in position. And I don't think there's anything they can do that's going to make them as good as the Warriors. But that doesn't mean, oh, well, let's just quit. Let's not try. I think you absolutely try to get better. You go after every one of these guys and see if you can't get past the Spurs.
Yeah.
Apparently LeBron has a no-trade clause.
Yeah, he does, but which he could easily exercise or not exercise. I mean, and he does have a no-trade clause, but doesn't mean that he wouldn't accept a trade.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, but I think that's not even realistic, to be honest.
It's probably not.
Because you take your one shot while you have him. And yeah, they would burn that place down if he traded him. Let's squeeze in a couple.
And I love how the argument is... Danny Ainge has never drafted an all-star. You know what? He's won a championship, so none of that even matters. I don't care if you draft, you trade, whatever. If Daryl Morey had won a championship, you think I'd sit here and question his methods? No. Because once you do that, you're kind of above reproach. But that's the difference between Danny Ainge and Daryl Morey.
All right. Let's try Marty to lead it off today. What's up, Marty? Marty. And.
Oh, is it going to be that kind of day?
It looks like it is.
All right.
All right, let's try Quentin. What's up, Quentin?
Yep. Hey, guys, what's going on? Sports.
Sports, Quentin.
Hey, I tried to get a hold of you guys yesterday about this comment you guys made about the draft being more like a craps game.
Yeah.
What are the odds that the NBA will extend or require the college kids to stay longer in college to, I guess, make them better draftees, if you will? And also, the second one I have is, what are the odds that the Lakers will take De'Aaron Fox over Lonzo Ball? I'll hang up and listen.
All right, first one first. I've heard that they're going to look at changing that rule, that one-and-done rule. What I haven't heard is if they're going to extend it out to where it used to be, like where you had to have 2 years, or like sort of like the NFL does, or if they were going to just get rid of that rule altogether and not not have a I mean, guys could come in straight out of high school, which I've always been torn on because I feel like if you're good enough to earn a living, you should be able to earn a living. But, I mean, we've seen how this is a the draft has almost just become a, like I said, a roll of the dice. And you're just hoping that you get the right guy. And rarely does it work out. It would get even worse if you started drafting high school kids. But,
well,
I mean, if somebody wants you enough out of high school, that in it seems like in a free society, not a socialist society, you know, if a company wants to hire you straight out of high school, why do you have to go get a college degree?
I actually think baseball has this right.
I do too.
You can draft them out of high school. They don't have to sign with you. If they want to go play in college, they can.
Yep.
But if you go to college, you're there for 3 years.
I don't think that's the worst thing.
And it works pretty well with baseball, I think. So I think that's
But again, the difference between baseball and basketball is baseball has an entire farm system where if you draft a guy when he's 17,
right,
and you know damn well he's not going to be ready to play major league ball for 3 years, you've got somewhere to put him and you know, develop him.
Stash him in the D League, which is what they're doing with a lot of picks now.
Yeah.
I mean, I think you'd have options. And then I think you just have to make the call whether or not, okay, I think this kid's going to be fantastic, so you know, we'll go ahead and draft him and stick him in the D League and sit on him for a couple of years. Or you have a guy who's good enough to play right out of high school, which there are occasionally those guys. Or, yeah, but it should be the kid's choice. He might get drafted and say, oh, you know what? No, I'm going to go to North Carolina.
Right.
Just do it like they do in baseball. It's one of the few times you'll ever hear me say, you know what? Baseball gets right. But I think the way the draft is done is fine. And they do have they don't have the minor league system that they do in baseball. But with the D League now, you could take a kid and send him down there and give him some time to develop. And you'll feel better about your draft picks and you'll sleep better. Probably because you're on a mattress from Texas Mattress Makers. And they're always coming up with new technology to up your sleep game. And how about this? Right now, the Paris and London mattresses both feature the latest in quad coil technology. The London even offers up a layer of graphite latex. And when you go there to buy a mattress, I had somebody text on the show the other day, said I went and bought one on a whim, and I can't tell you how happy I was with it. Well, you're going to be happy with it because you're going to save a bunch of money because they're making these mattresses right there and selling them directly to you. They're constantly tweaking them and making them better and better and better and finding better ways for you to sleep. And so you're saving money, you're sleeping better, and you're doing business with great people. Right now, Paris King sets marked down to $945. London Kings, how about this, $1,125. That's an all-new low. Try buying one of those at another store. You're going to pay five times as much. Texas Mattress Makers, 4619 Navigation at the corner with Lockwood. Texas Mattress Makers is the best sleep at the best price, guaranteed. Make sure you tell them that you're a blitzer. They will take care of you. Yuval and the gang will get you the best possible mattress. You're going to save money. Texas Mattress Makers, TexasMattressMakers.com.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-3776 on a What Are the Odds Wednesday. What are the odds? You and I are probably the only two interested in the Vegas Golden Knights list.
Yeah, I was looking at that. I looked up some rumors to see who the Predators were going to lose, and it looks like James Neal is the name that keeps coming up.
Which kind of sucks.
Kind of disappointing.
Yeah, that's a guy who, you know, they don't have a lot of offense from their forwards, so you hate to lose that guy.
Yeah,
and he may get moved. It's kind of interesting. A lot of the stuff has been leaking, so you're starting to see, you know, some of the names that they're going to get, but I would not be shocked if tomorrow four or five of these guys get moved. By tomorrow, that the roster won't look the same, because I think they're just trying to stockpile draft picks, which makes sense. you want to get a competitive team, but you want to stockpile as many picks as possible. I don't think this is a great draft, though. I'd like to see him get more picks in the 2018 draft than the 2017 draft, but they haven't asked me that. And then this is a weird story. Just very quick hockey year. See what happened to Marian Hossa of the Blackhawks?
No.
Really good player.
I heard that I saw that on that rumors site that I was reading that they were changing up their strategy on who to take because of the Hossa injury. There was like some guy that they were going to take, but then now Chicago may pay them not to because of a Hossa injury.
Yeah, he's got a skin disorder that apparently it's gotten so difficult to treat that he can't play next year and probably won't play again. He's 38 years old. So
that's too bad.
Yeah. All right, let's squeeze on some more calls here on a What Are the Odds Wednesday. Nick, you're on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Hey, y'all. What's going on?
Sports.
Hey, so, okay. I want to kind of talk about the NBA draft and about people having issues of you know, putting age requirements or whatever, players coming in. And my question is, my point is every company throughout the country and the world has some kind of age requirement or education level that they expect, that they like for their employees to meet. So right. I'm not sure why the NBA is being looked at to, you know, kind of be forced to, if people are 18 or whatever, they should be able to play. And my question is why? Because they are a multi-million dollar, close to a $1 billion industry. You know, so why shouldn't they make sure that who's ever coming in is as suitable for them as possible?
I mean, I'm not saying that that's why I say I'm torn on the issue, because there are some guys who, you know, like LeBron James, 2 years of college would have been wasted on him. And they, like, you could tell LeBron James didn't need college. He just didn't.
But you know what? The reality is most of these guys do. That's another outlier.
But what it boils down to is teams will, like, if you could say, okay, here's a hypothetical for a second. Let's play this game. Give me Paul Millsap's a good example. Paul Millsap, you would say, is a good player, right?
Yeah.
You wouldn't say he's a franchise-changing player, right? But he's a nice, solid piece?
I guess it depends on the franchise. If he's on the right team for what he does, he could be a difference maker, but I wouldn't say by himself, no.
Okay. He's a guy that...
Is that fair?
There's no way if he's the best player on your team, you're going to be in contention, right? I think another guy we can use for this same analogy, like Gordon Hayward.
Yeah.
A good player. Not a kind of guy who, if he's your number one option, you're probably not winning much. So let's say Millsap went to La Tech. Gordon Hayward went to Butler, of course. So they both did a few years in college, though. Let's say you could get a guy like that, and you're almost certain that that's what he's going to be. When you draft Gordon Hayward, you say, all right, I think this guy is going to be a solid player for us. Not a guy we can build our franchise around, but he's going to be a nice piece. On the other side, you've got a coin flip where this guy could be LeBron James, could be Tracy McGrady type, or Kevin Garnett, or he could be just a total nobody who never does anything in the NBA.
Sebastian Telfair.
Good example.
Darius Miles.
Good example.
We can go on.
The list goes on. Which one do you think teams would be more likely to go for? Because I think they'll go for that upside more often than not.
I guess it depends on the team. And somebody asked, did Jordan need college? Probably not, but it didn't hurt. I don't know.
I think he kind of did.
He did. He got better, too. And he wasn't there long, but...
And it doesn't hurt to play under Dean Smith.
No. Yeah. And I think there's a compromise here, though. That's why I think the baseball thing works. Or, yeah, there's there's a way to where you can designate certain players to say, okay, so nothing the hockey kind of does. They have these designated players. But if you designate a certain guy as good enough, you say, okay, he doesn't have to go to college. And then and there's a way to do this that's a compromise. And I think the baseball deal works. But if you do go to college, I think 3 years. And that's where you'll see the development. And that will make things a lot more effective for the teams themselves. And getting back to what the caller said, you have a right as a company to tell somebody, hey, this is how old you have to be.
But do NBA teams want that? Do NBA teams want to have to wait on these
guys? If they were smart, yeah, they would, because you'd have a better idea who can play and who can't. And that's why, and not only that, I think it would clearly make college basketball better. Because
no doubt.
You have a
but
chance.
But the NBA doesn't care about that.
No, they don't. I mean, but it would be twofold. And I'm with you. I'm not one to tell a man you can't go make a living if somebody's willing to pay you that money out of high school. So just compromise.
But if you tell me, and I guess, like you said, it's sort of a case by case thing, because not every GM will think the same way. But I do think if you say, well, you can have a B-minus level player for sure, or you can flip a coin and either get Kobe Bryant or Robert Swift, I think a lot of teams will flip that coin, because if you get Kobe Bryant, you can win. If you get LeBron James, you can win. You know, and if you get Kwame Brown or one of these types, it's James Lang, who, Leon Smith. The list goes on of guys who have been Corleone Young, been nothings. Jonathan Binder.
Kwame Brown's not fair to put in that list, because
I said Corleone Young, not Kwame Brown. But, yeah, I mean, Kwame Brown had a long NBA career, but was never an impactful player.
But he was functional. He's not in that list that you're saying that he's either a bust or a championship.
I didn't name him.
I think you did, but I could be wrong.
John, check the tape. I'm almost positive I didn't.
I think you did that long before you ever got to Corleone Young.
Okay. Well, so we'll check the tape. But Jonathan Binder's another guy. I remember thinking
Jonathan Binder
was going to be the next big thing. Dude could barely play.
DeJuan Wagner.
Jonathan Binder was supposed to be what Kevin Durant was.
Yeah.
I mean, and I'm not making a joke. He was like a 7-foot skinny kid that was a freakish athlete. And, I mean, he was useless. And now part of it was injuries, but, I mean, a lot of it, he just wasn't a player.
Jermaine says, what are the odds Tropical Storm Cindy gets lost and makes a U-turn toward Houston? Less than 1%.
Fred guaranteed it already. We're not worried about it.
We're completely safe. We're completely safe from this thing. So he mentions Anthony Bennett. That's
he played some college ball.
Well, he did, and a lot of people didn't think he was going to be.
Yeah, that was a stupid pick, regardless of anything. That guy, I wouldn't have taken him with a top 10 pick, but, you know.
Oh, well, that's definitely borne out.
Yeah.
All right.
You did bunch Kwame Brown into it with the other guys.
Did I say Kwame Brown?
Yeah, hold on.
Play it back for him.
I want to hear it.
Yeah, because he doesn't believe
it. If you get Kwame Brown or, one of these types, it's James Lang, who, Leon Smith. I stand corrected.
Actually, you're sitting, but that's
the problem with Kwame Brown is he was number one overall pick.
Right.
And it never even came close to being a number one overall pick. Like, if you average 7 points per game and you go number one overall, you're still considered a bust, even if you're in the league for a while.
Yeah, but I don't think it's fair to say.
It's not fair to throw him in with those other guys who couldn't make
it. Who were absolute zeros. At least the guy was in the league for a while and was a contributor in the NBA.
I'll give you that.
And that's in between what you're talking about. It's not quite Gordon Hayward.
Yeah.
But it's certainly not Jonathan Binder.
Yes.
So. You didn't mean to put him in there. Basically.
I didn't mean to put him in there.
That's an easier way than trying to salvage.
I apologize
to Kwame Brown, to his family.
I apologize to the entire Brown family,
to the 11 fans that he has around the world,
and all the people who bought his jersey. And I know some of you did that in 2001. I know there were some Kwame Brown jersey buyers. Michael Jordan believed in him.
Yeah. How'd that
That's
work
his
out?
Guy.
Yeah, it was.
That's his guy. Michael Jordan, a great GM.
Not so much.
Great GM. Should have, I mean, yeah. If you are a failure as a GM, well, you maybe need a new job. Maybe computers would be right for you. IT's not a bad spot to be in. It's not too late, guys. You don't need a math or a computer background to start an IT career. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. Go to mycomputercareer.edu, take the free career evaluation today, and see if an IT career is right for you. You can get trained for the high-demand field of IT and start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 3 to 4 months with My Computer Career. You attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week, and you're going to get everything you need to get started on that path. It's more than just a school. My Computer Career helps you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. Financial aid's available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill for my fellow vets. Classes start up soon, so go take the free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. That's MyComputerCareer.edu.
The 2017 NBA Draft, 7 p.m. Thursday on ESPN 97.5.
And we are back on the Blitz. Tune in at 7 tonight for the best soccer talk in the world with Glenn Davis.
The entire world.
Soccer matters. Soccer freaking matters. He's got a lot to talk about tonight. It is. That is the best soccer talk in the world.
Is he going to talk about the Mexico-New Zealand game?
I'm sure.
I mean, match.
Yeah. So, here's one from 281. What are the odds the Astros trade for Sonny Gray after they roughed him up last night? That was not the best
audition
that you could ask for.
No, but
he settled down after the first inning.
Well, that's the other thing. Like, if you're not going to trade for a guy based on the fact that the Astros bang him up, you ain't going to trade for many guys. Yeah. The Astros are a pretty good hitting team.
Yeah. And he came out clearly in that first inning. He threw a couple bad pitches, and then everything just sort of caved. But he settled down nicely after that, which I like to see.
Can we maybe further delve into why is George Springer still hitting leadoff for this team?
I'm okay with delving into that.
There's a couple different kinds of players in a baseball lineup. There are table setters, and there are run producers. Generally, you fall into one of those categories, or there's guys who they just have to be in the lineup because, you know, you need them to play defense.
Right.
Can we agree that George Springer falls into run producer category more than table setter category?
Yeah.
And everyone's like, oh, he leads the league in leadoff home runs. And all I can think of is, wouldn't it be great if he hit second and like half of those, there was somebody on base? Wouldn't that be even better? Or if he hit fourth, fifth? I think he would be better served. The Astros would be better served hitting him in a different spot. And if he were hitting, 300 and doing this, I'd say, okay, well, that's just a luxury.
Right.
But he's not a 300 hitter. He's not a great on-base guy. It just seems weird. And I know the Astros don't have a traditional leadoff guy.
And that's the thing, because that's where I would kind of counter here is they don't have anyone that you could say this would be a better option to me.
Altuve wouldn't be a better option?
I like Altuve batting third. He's your best hitter. That's where he should be, in my opinion.
I think Altuve first, Correa third, Springer fourth wouldn't necessarily be the worst way to change things up. And more you've seen teams start to put their best hitter second.
Then put Altuve second.
I wouldn't hate that, but maybe Reddick leads off. I don't know. But it just seems like he's not a natural leadoff guy. I feel like you could get more out of him if he wasn't leading off.
Maybe. Well, he's got 46 RBI from that position.
That's true.
That's pretty good.
More.
So he's third in Major League Baseball in home runs with 21, and he's tied for 25th in RBI. So there's a big gap.
Yeah. It's just, I mean, I feel like you're not maximizing what you could get out of him.
I would agree more if you actually had a legitimate leadoff hitter, you know, a high on base guy who could steal bases, who walks a lot.
That sounds like Jose Altuve.
He doesn't walk a lot, though.
But he's still a high on base percentage guy.
Yeah, I think he's still your best hitter. You don't want him lead off.
All right.
I'm not saying that.
I mean, Ichiro led off for forever.
Yeah, but Ichiro, to me, I'd have to check his on base percentage, but I bet it was higher than Altuve's.
Because Altuve's got a little hitter in the league.
Yeah, he's got a little pop too, which, you know, I think you need a 40-50 stolen base guy there, but I think you don't have that guy on your roster. Maybe it is Altuve, but if the guy's hitting 340, I don't want him lead off. But
if he's hitting 340, and the guy and you, let's say you hit Springer second, if he's hitting 340, that means third of those times that he hits a home run, you've got a runner on.
Does Springer strike you as a number two hitter either, though?
Not really. I mean, he surprised me more. If I were building a lineup, I'd look at him as more of a 4-5 guy. But, you know, the Astros are they've got a weird lineup because they've got a lot. They don't really have a guy that I would say is like a true, like Altuve is not your typical prototype number three hitter.
But he's not really your prototype leadoff hitter either, though. That's the thing. I don't think they have one, so. And offense isn't their problem, so why would you mess with it?
It depends. It depends on the week.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm okay with it. I don't think he's ideal, but I don't know what your other option is. I think anybody you put in there kind of has warts.
Yeah, maybe so.
And isn't the ideal leadoff hitter.
So. I guess I think of like your number one guy is a guy who is on base a lot, is a smart base runner, which that's one thing the Astros don't have a lot of. I mean, Altuve's fast, but there's just not a lot of guys on the team I consider like great base runners. That may be their biggest flaw as a team, is they're kind of not good base runners. The number two guy is a guy that I don't want swinging at everything. I want him to be patient, let the leadoff man move around, and has a high contact rate. Number three hitter is, I guess it's a guy who I like with a high average and power. He's waiting on a good pitch. And the number four hitter I think of is maybe a more powerful version of your three hitter with maybe a little bit less of a contact guy. But I mean, I guess it's just that may be too traditional, and maybe it's times have changed. I don't know.
I don't see any reason to mess with it. Plus, he started hitting when they put him in leadoff and wasn't effective down in the order. Now, he's also, hopefully, he's older and better.
Right.
But, yeah, I just don't see any reason to mess with it.
All right.
But that's just me. Dustin says Granato's been talking about this all year. Yeah. If they were struggling, I'd entertain it. So.
But there's no need to now.
Yeah, I wouldn't mess with it right now. And if they reel off 10 losses in a row and suddenly they're averaging a run and a half a game, then yeah, I start mixing things up. But right now, I wouldn't mess with it.
Man, Springer leads the team in RBI.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy from the leadoff spot?
It is pretty impressive.
Yeah, Correa
well,
second.
Let's be fair. Those guys at the bottom of the order are getting on base a lot.
That's
so
true.
The second and third.
And not a lot of teams have that.
Right.
Most teams that like – the eight hitter is being super aggressive because he doesn't want the nine hitter to bat, and the nine hitter's just up there to try to work counts. It's not the case with this team. Everybody can hit a little on this team, which is a nice luxury to have. All right, I'm going to tell you guys about Allied Outdoor Solutions. As the seasons change, you want to revitalize your outdoor living area. Do it with the custom style and quality you've come to expect from Allied Outdoor Solutions. They can beautify your backyard with custom kitchens, patio covers, fire features. Call the pros at Allied Outdoor Solutions. Get started. 713-465-0400. Allied they are one of the best in the game, guys. If you go by the showroom and check out the things that they can do for your backyard, maybe you want to go big boy. You want to go with that outdoor kitchen. Maybe you just want a simple concrete patio. They can do it all. If you've got a blank slate, they'll build it all from the ground up. They can do residential. They can do commercial projects. They can do it all, and they can help you save some money as well. Several monthly payment options, including 0% financing for up to 18 months. With all this, guys, there's no wonder They've been Best Picks Report certified each of the last 5 years. They're a certified ICIP installer since 2010. There's too many reasons not to check out Allied Outdoor Solutions. Stop by the showroom, like I said, I-10 in the Beltway, and see for yourself what your backyard could turn into. Or you could check out the Carvestone Project's photo gallery at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. It's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com, or give them a call for a risk-free estimate. 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions. How could you be so
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.